across beds, hearts and bucks. This is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.
If you're innocent, you fight.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, if I'm innocent, I'm fighting. Mm. I'm not commenting on John Terry at all. I'm saying that, you know, he's an experienced footballer. He's not a 21-year-old kid. He's an experienced footballer. If you're innocent, I'm fighting the whole way. And I would not be giving up playing for England.
Okay. Again, I just have to say, Paul, as I'm sure you understand, he was cleared by court of law, so legally he is innocent of those charges. Now, listen, you work with the show Races in the Red Car campaign. Listen, I'm not a huge football fan. Paul, whenabouts were you playing? What era?
I played from the late 80s all the way through the 90s, and I retired in 2001.
So I'm guessing, kind of in the late 80s, you were still experiencing racism in football. Did you experience it personally?
Yes, lots. Late 80s, mid 90s, all the way through. Yeah, it's there. There's no disputing it. It's there.
What kind of things was this brought from the fans, from the players? What kind of stuff was happening?
I think you had it all round. I mean, let's start on the training pitch. You know, you'd have a row with one of your players, which happens all the time. And some players, if they're that way inclined, will come back with racist terms. There's no disputing that.
Really?
You know, there's a spell where, especially in the late 80s and early 90s, where you might be the only black player in the side.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you're socialising at the training ground and something will come on the telly about black people and someone will crack a joke and expect you to just accept it.
Hilarious.
Oh, bad now. Yeah. It's not, or they'll say something, you know, derogatory about another black player on another side and say, oh, no, you're OK.
You're one of the good ones.
Yeah. Believe me, all them old clichés. Now, as it moved on, it then becomes how you're viewed and how you're treated.
Yeah.
You know, I had a manager say to me that, you know, black players don't like the cold weather, which is why they don't play that much.
Sorry,
in the cold.
I'm laughing because that's so ridiculous. Someone actually said that to you?
Well, yeah, of course, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
God. And so, you know, you're not going to play much in the next couple of months.
And
that's before you get it from the crowd.
Oh, dear. Paul, do we need this campaign now in 2012? Surely things are much better, aren't they?
To be honest, things are much better. In this country, we do lead the way. We lead the way. You know, you look at what's happened around Europe during the Euros and
Spain famously, yeah, aren't they?
It seems to be okay to do it. But before we give ourselves a pat on the back, these type of issues that we've got in our own backyard tell us we've still got work to do.
Mm.
We're going along the right lines, but we still have work to do.
This is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.